Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Jeff Wise, the author of Extreme Fear, The Science of Your Mind in Danger, describes some mind traps into which we may fall and get ourselves in a lot of trouble. But while he used human examples of this, and he was talking primarily about human problems, it struck me how much they apply to the way we interact with our animals sometimes too. One of the mind traps that Wise discusses is what he calls redlining. Redlining is you've made it so far and you're so close to being where you want to be that you lose sight of the evidence around you that's telling you you're going to get yourself in trouble. The classic example of this is a swimmer who's out in the ocean and they see all the impending signs of a storm, and yet they convince themselves that somehow they'll get to their goal before it hits. And unfortunately, enough people do make it, and those who do make it do often enough become the subject of best-selling books or movies that it further convinces the rest of us that we can beat the odds too. And we do the same thing with our animals, particularly with dogs. For whatever reason, a lot of us expect our dogs to save us. We convince ourselves that no matter how bad it gets, the dog will be there for us. They'll see us through this. They'll do things for us that we should be able to do for ourselves, including keep track of our medical conditions, for heaven's sakes. One day, when we redline it, when we push the dog beyond his capacity, we're stunned. We feel like we've been hung out to dry, and in a way we have been, and not by the dog, but by our beliefs, our false beliefs about the dog and what the dog's job and the dog's responsibility is for us. Another mind trap Wise calls double or nothing. We realize that we're in trouble, that it's not working, and we need to let go, but we're afraid. The example Wise uses is the tragic situation at a balloon race where a man grabbed hold of the basket and the momentum of the balloon carried him away. His friends kept telling him to let go, and he was afraid, and so he wouldn't let go. And eventually couldn't hold on anymore, and he fell, and he died. Sometimes the same thing happens with our relationships with our companion animals. Sometimes we're better off letting go when it is clear that the animal's health has deteriorated to such a point that it is not a quality life for the animal or ourselves. When our lifestyle is such that we can't give the animal the quality, care, and attention he or she deserves. And the longer we hang on, the worse it gets. Until eventually it gets so bad, the damage to ourselves and to the animal is far more tragic than it would have been otherwise. So think about that the next time you have this urge to just keep going a little bit longer, convinced that you and your animal can beat the odds. The urge to hang on too long. When the urge comes, stop, look, and listen, so that you don't fall into these or other mind traps and take your animal with you.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.